Good morning. Good morning. Catherine here. We've had a long break on the Ramble On Show and undecided if this is something that we will start recording again. 2023, I think pretty sure the theme of all the shows is we stay pretty busy around Ramble, and there is really always pivoting and transitions. And I don't know, to be very honest with right now, I'm talking to myself, but if I do publish this, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to make this into a podcast. So if it actually does make it into an episode on the Ramble On Show, then it is meant to be, I guess. I have had a lot of really heavy, hard things happening in my little world, little piece of time. And I wanted to talk through some of those and give some clarity into decisions that are going to be made for Ramble next year. Yeah, I'm not really sure where to start. I think the overall feeling that I can give to this conversation right now is a sense of burnout. If you have ever experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, kudos. I think it comes with doing something for a long time and then just being on overdrive for far too long. I naturally love to work, so it is not hard for me to show up every day and give it my all here at Ramble, and go home and try to give it my all as well. And it's just been too much for too long. I think a few things definitely kind of sent me over the edge this year. And I will get into some of those big life things that happened this year that I kind of didn't show up and talk about very much through social media, which I normally do. And this is a conversation that I've written in a post and I have recorded for a story. One thing that I do love about Instagram specifically is how quickly you can share information with people, especially our customers. And this year has just been harder to show up in that way. I feel like my feelings and my emotions are so big right now. It's hard to condense that thought and the feeling into a 1-minute video. There are moments that I doubt if anybody cares or wants to listen. Yes, I'm going to start with earlier this year, my dad was feeling just really bad and went to the doctor, and kind of a long story made short, had open heart surgery this summer. Early spring, I started helping him load the van. He is a farmer. I've talked about it on the show before. I grew up on a produce farm that him and my parents still actively run. They have a few employees, but it's not a big operation, and they do a lot of the work themselves. He physically was not able to lift. He had a calcium cage kind of around his heart that was preventing blood from like properly flowing throughout his body, which left him really short of breath. And really high chances of having a heart attack. And so, thankfully, I was able to help him at 5 a.m. and help load and just help here and there. Definitely not a ton, but I did what I could. And just watching him struggle as like a strong male father figure in my life, to watch him struggle was really difficult. And so he is doing much better now. Like I said, had open heart surgery at UT Southwest in Dallas. He has recovered. And then I just recently lost both of my grandfathers, who were wonderful men. And just trying, I mean, to be very transparent, I'm trying my absolute hardest to show up to work in a positive light for our team. I have one employee in Wichita Falls. So there's only two of us kind of running the operations here in Wichita Falls. We have four employees in Waco. And it has been very difficult to show up and lead well. I really believe, or strive, I believe in good leadership. And it is something that I definitely strive for, but have not mastered at all. And really just this entire year of these things happening, it has left me kind of feeling really empty and burnt out from the printing, the marketing. I mean, creatively, not a lot of good design ideas, which is a big part of Ramble. And kind of just struggling with how sustainable this level of intensity is when I strive for a really intentional life with my family. I love quality time. It's definitely one of my love languages. And so I don't know if I'm doing anything quality right now or good. And I know with just such a small team here in Wichita Falls, I'm going to like limit. I'm going to reduce, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, what I commit to here, what I'm committing to overall. And yeah, I think I'm definitely having great conversations with friends. I have wonderful people in my life who are listening and checking in and asking how they can help. I'm journaling, which I haven't done that in a very long time. I've moving my body again, which I honestly kind of quit in the summer, prioritizing my physical health because I do physically print so much that I kind of, I couldn't give any more than I was already giving to kind of the screen printing press. So I think that is a huge issue in me feeling this burnout that I am, because I was not prioritizing my physical health, but also my mental health, because walking and running are things that help my brain. And when I was not taking care of that, it's all kind of gone to shit. I think, oh man, I feel like this is really depressing, but I am slowly climbing my way back up into a healthy space because I am prioritizing myself. I'm reflecting a lot on my yeses and my noes, boundaries. And most of them, unfortunately, are all like self-induced. When I say yes or no to something, I need to be better about my own self-control and what, how hard I'm pushing. I'm trying to prioritize time off this year. And I don't want to say this is something that bothers me, but when people say just rest, it is very easy. This is probably going to come out wrong, but when you own a business and you have, I have five employees I have to help, I have to take care of, and I've committed to that, it's very hard to take off and accept that if I didn't give it my all, I might not financially make what we need to make to continue to have the team and the structure that we have. And so I think the point in entrepreneurship that I am is really discerning how our business operates, what we need to operate, because it is definitely a passion project of why I show up at Ramble. But financially, it has to work, and it does work, but I've had many failures every year that gets exhausting trying to get my way out of things, decisions that I made. And yeah, I'm hopeful that we will make better decisions this year and plan. And then inevitably life is going to throw something at us that we have to pivot around. So I don't know why I'm sharing all of this, or even if I will share any of this. I just really, really want to be honest about where I am. We are going to be sending out a survey soon, and I may, if I launch this podcast, I may launch it at the same time that we're getting this questionnaire sent out, the survey, I guess. Please give us your feedback. Sometimes we're rolling pretty hard, and I think we forget, me for sure, as owner, CEO, and brand strategist, I forget to just really reflect on like what our customers would want versus what I'm only want for this brand. So I feel good and hopeful about next year, but there's a lot of gray, and I'm not sure where exactly we will change, but I just know something. I can't keep rolling with how this year went. I know that I hopefully will not have the same hardships that I had now that my dad is better. But I will be grieving two wonderful people in my life. And I don't want to just pass it over. I'm an Enneagram 7, a fun haver, enthusiast all the time. If you've been around Ramble, you definitely know that is true. So when I feel things like this that are not always happy and peppy, I think it throws people off guard. But I think I've said this recently, I won't apologize for feeling the way that I feel and feeling like I need to grieve and process a lot of things. So sharing this so that hopefully it gives perspective into myself as owner. I'm very much associated with Ramble, and I am definitely leaning on our team to keep the motor going right now for this ship and processing if we need a pivot, a refresh. I'm currently actually waiting for my heater to heat up so that I can go screen print. I'm also going to be rolling out really soon a collection that definitely brought me joy. We're bringing back an older Joy design, a couple of Joy designs, along with Do the Dang Thing. I redesigned that a little bit to fit a sweatshirt and t-shirt that I really wanted to print. It's bright and happy colors, but phrases like trust the journey is kind of what I'm sitting in. Last year's phrase for Ramble was do less with more intention. I think this year the word that we keep kind of throwing around is being proactive versus so reactive to everything that's happening. I feel like I've lived in a state of reaction for a long time, which is why it's hard to not stop and work all the time if you're always reacting. So we are focusing on just being more proactive, planning, reflecting. And that's kind of this collection. It's the start of that. And yeah, if you are walking through anything similar, I encourage you to look at it. If you know a friend struggling, just don't stop reaching out. I think something that's really powerful to do is to ask someone if they need help, but it takes someone saying yes on the other end. And I am not usually one that accepts help, but am accepting it right now. And I do value when people are reaching out, even if I don't have a lot of words to say back. It is so appreciated. Yes. Okay. So if I do publish this, please go fill out the survey. I hope this gives a little more context into where I'm at and how I'm showing up in the world, or not at all, really. I feel like I've kind of gone silent, and I hope this gives some clarity to, as to why. And yes. Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye. Oh, thank you for listening. Yeah, thank you for listening to me ramble on.